Levin's holiday sale has been held over. Save up to 50% off doorbusters, closeouts, and special buys. Get an extra 10% off store-wide and a $50 gift card. Get 60-month special financing, which makes our new Heston 3-piece sectional after discounts $13.89. Our best-selling Ashford Queen storage bed, only $9.93. Choose a Sealy Posturepedic pillow topper anniversary Jubilee Ultra Comfort Queen mattress, $6.68. Held over. Ends Monday at Levin's.
KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 in the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rick Dayton with you until 6 o'clock this evening. And Onward is what we have to do right now. Onward at last, the title of the book of our next guest. His name is Kevin Howard, and he joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He is an economic analyst. And also, he's got some Army background as well. Onward at Last describes the document American values, things like competition and independence, things like that that we value fiercely, freedom and self-interest. But sometimes they get in the way and they end up being a divide rather than a uniting factor in these United States. It is my pleasure to welcome Kevin Howard to KDKA. Thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate you being here on a Friday.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Tell me a little bit about how does somebody who's got Army time decide that they want to get a Juris Doctorate from UConn and then end up as an economic analyst? That seems to me to be at least three different branches of a tree. How did you get all three of them?
Well, I have a passion for our country, and so the first was all about serving a cause bigger than myself. And then in terms of the academics, you know, I always wanted to be a banker. I always wanted to get into finance.
Okay.
But I didn't want to get the traditional method of MBAs. And so the legal education has been really, really helpful, along with the economics undergraduate degree. And it's just a different perspective on how you analyze credit.
Are we at a position right now, because the subject that I have you on to talk about is that America is sort of at a tipping point, a point of no return, that it's fractured too deeply in order for us to be able to patch it back together. So where exactly are we, in your opinion, on a continuum? Where do we stand right now with that fulcrum sort of being the balancing point of the seesaw? Where are we right now?
Well, Rick, if you could imagine the dashboard in your car and you're looking at the RPMs, okay, our needle is deeply buried in the red.
Okay.
Now, we're not broken, but we're dangerously close. I mean, for the last 50 years, the wealthy elite in corporate America has exacerbated wealth and income inequality in America through the application of economic, fiscal, and monetary policy.
In what way? Help me understand that. Help me. I mean, from a financial standpoint, dumb that down for me, because I'm just a Pittsburgh radio guy. Help me understand what you mean by that.
But through the use of taxation, to the use of deficit spending, through the use of liberalization of international trade agreements that allow U.S. multinational corporations to offshore their assets and offshore their labor,
okay,
and avoid U.S. taxation. All these things have combined to extract trillions of dollars in income from working class and middle class people up to the highest earners in our society.
Okay.
And it's brought us to this point. But that was pre-COVID. Then COVID hit. And our necessary response to COVID-19, to the global pandemic, has displaced tens of millions of Americans from the productive economy. And so if we're going to recover from an economic standpoint, right, we desperately need sustained financial support for major segments of the economy, you know, or we won't recover.
I know you spent some time working as a FEMA disaster assistance loan officer. And one thing that I have always wondered, from the time that I covered hurricanes in North Carolina to flooding in Appalachia, I always wondered, why is it that FEMA comes in and says, we're going to give you loans to rebuild rather than giving you money to rebuild? And I think I understand why. But did that factor at all into sort of your thinking of where we got to where we are right now, your time with FEMA?
Well, actually, I mean, my time at FEMA demonstrated a part of the best of who we are. Because historically, the FEMA disaster assistance program, because those loans were priced at the cost of the federal government, their overhead, right, allowed people to recover in a way that they can manage it. And so you're talking about extremely low historical default rates. Tragically, during the W. Bush administration, we changed FEMA and we buried it under the Homeland Security Administration. And so the efficient way that we used to handle disaster assistance, you know, prior to that, right, was lost in a flood of bureaucracy. And so now FEMA has not operated, certainly Katrina did not operate in the way that historically we've been able to handle
that
disaster.
It would have before.
So that's a good story, quite frankly.
Yeah. So where are we right now with these American values that we hold so dear? The things I talked about at the beginning, independence, freedom, self-interest, our competitive nature. And are those becoming a wedge rather than the glue that holds us together? Are they dividing us instead?
Well, they are. And the reason why, it's out of necessity. So as more and more of the income from the national productivity goes to the top earners, the less go to working class and middle class people, the harder they have to compete in order to just stand still. And they're not standing still. They're losing ground. And so the severity of how hard it is to make it, you know, is converting the American dream to the American nightmare for so many people. And so now how we exercise our independence is debating over whether we should wear a mask or not. Mm. You know, so fast forward till this week. And we're losing 4,000 Americans a day to COVID in a context where we could have totally avoided that if we only pulled together and worked together.
So how do we fix it? How do we change people's minds to fix it? How is it possible?
Is it possible? Yes. Oh, yeah. And this is what I write about in the book. It's important. This is what we can control. Everyone needs to look in the mirror and ask themselves, how do they contribute to the toxic society that we live in, right? And how we contribute it is we have let these divisions, you know, blind us from the fact that all of us survive every day based on the productivity of the rest of us. So if you ask yourself, go through your average day, who produced the food I eat today? Who produced the clothes I wear? The home I live in, right? Okay, if we have to survive just on the productivity of our family and friends, how long would we survive? See, if you actually steep on the reality of how we survive every day, you realize how much we need each other, how much the stranger you don't know who might have voted for Trump, right, might be the person who fixed the brakes in your car.
Right.
So if we let our political differences stand in the way from the fact that this is how we survive every day, you have the poisonous society we have today.
Kevin
and
Howard.
So my book, Onward at Last, is calling people to look in the mirror and take ownership of their contribution in the toxicity that's destroying our society. And if we can start reclaiming that, then yes, everything will start changing because we're going to be starting to work together. So right now, we're contemplating a new stimulus package for the new president.
Right.
Or they are. Well, if the average person would simply ask themselves, whatever the solution is, how will this help all of us? Not how will this help me and mine, but how will this help all of us? We will get to solutions like we used to. But right now, everything is about how it's going to help me, and therefore we can't solve anything.
Ended up being a very myopic society rather than one that cared about the freedoms of our country and the founding fathers thinking about those things. Kevin, you've given us a lot of things to think about heading into the weekend. Thanks for being here and starting the conversation. Very, very helpful stuff. Thank you.
Rick, it's my pleasure. You take care and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Kevin Howard, his brand new book, again, is called Onward at Last, addressing how we can achieve this and how success is not necessarily managed by our investments that we have, but rather the way we communicate and the way that we end up contributing to society as a whole.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community, know you by name, and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.